This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito in the scruffy grassland that surrounds our 1991 Marvelette near the banks of the Ojolote. Green is appearing on mesquites and wait-a-minute bush in the form of leaves. And along that creek bed, cottonwood trees are leafed out. They leafed out and flowered ages ago, and they're followed by ash trees, and now sycamore trees are leafed out and flowering. Wild desert willows along the creek, they're leafing out. Native walnuts, too, are leafed out, and male catkins dangle from leafy branches. This is the time of year, though, when we wait for one last freeze. Some years, all the walnuts freeze in April, you know, so we won't get any walnuts dropping. Ash trees will have to start over. Desert willows will have to start over. And try as I may, I've never heard any whining from plants or animals when there are these setbacks. I don't suppose the words setback are even in the vocabulary of wild things. I know that wild plants and animals speak languages entirely different, you know, entirely different. So I should just try to listen and learn. I love that riparian corridor, that creek bed called the Ojolote. Trees from the mountains follow it across the grassland, trees you don't find out in the grassland near me, but only in that gallery. Alligator bark junipers and emery oaks and the aforementioned trees follow it down, a ribbon of trees crossing the land. So it stands to reason that critters, too, will follow it, using it as a passageway to and from the grassland. So an occasional bear, sometimes mountain lions, male quadrumundi, solo dudes come down, white-tailed deer hiding in mule deer country. Recently, a wonderful visit. Our tom turkey and his hens, his girls, were yelping and gobbling and yelping out in the front yard, and I heard too much gobbling. Four gobblers, four tom turkeys came out of the creek bed and stood together gobbling in the giant saccatone that grows up to our driveway. Oak woodland, where these turkeys would hang out, is 5 miles upstream. So these turkeys had followed the passageway down and stood by our drive announcing their presence. I photographed them before they gobbled off downstream. So riparian corridors are magical places where many languages are spoken. Hey, I was actually doing some horticulture the other day. I was planting seed-grown sycamore trees. I'd gotten that seed only 100 yards from where I was working in a greenhouse. I was transplanting 1-foot-tall little trees. I love sycamores. There were sycamores growing along streams where I grew up in Kentucky. Huge trees. We're talking about trees that grow well over 100 feet tall and massive trunks. Sometimes when I saw them when I was a kid, they were hollow. I could step inside them. They were easily climbed because of low, swooping branches. That tree was the genus species Platanus occidentalis. Occidentalis means western, as in the western part of the world. There is orientalis, eastern sycamore, in Europe. Anyway, around you and me, it is Platanus ridei. Platanus is from the Greek for the tree, Platanus orientalis. Ridei, the one here, is after Charles Wright, a New Englander who actually spent a great deal of time in the West collecting plants. And those sycamores around the northern hemisphere of this planet are found near water in habitat. They are remarkably drought tolerant when planted in landscapes, and that is very cool. It really is. My friend and I one day were lamenting the fact that folks don't want trees with character, trees that are wild and crazy, you know, like sycamores. No, they want them to be lollipopped up in landscapes, you know. And as I planted those sycamores, I daydreamed of maybe someplace, a village, a pueblo, a town, lined with streets lined in sycamores that had low swooping branches. Maybe some would be hollow. Children would climb up in them. And you're thinking, that's dangerous, Peter, that's dangerous. We can't have children up in trees. Too dangerous. Sign a waiver. Have the parents sign a waiver. Can't have lawsuits. Daydream dash. But no, I'm going to plead the case for children in sycamores. All children signed a waiver moments after they were squeezed and squished from the uterus and the umbilical cord was cut. Waiver signed. Be careful. We love you. Oh, yeah. Sycamore-lined streets, no sidewalks, lots of dirt, corridors of activity, many languages spoken here. Let's listen in. Did someone say the desert is beautiful? Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.